Ahoy, hoy! What's up, everybody? It's me, Greg Miller. Just finished screencast talking about She-Hulk. My hair is weird. Probably I need a haircut so bad. I hate haircuts, period. Haircuts and shower, what a waste of fucking time. I sit there and I just think about all the other things I could be doing. I digress. It's time for another Gregway vlog. The wheels are coming off. I won't lie to you. I'm exhausted, but we are 8 days removed, ladies and gentlemen, from the studio. Outrageous. Now, if you count today, which maybe you don't, Jen said on a walk today, we went to get coffee, and she's like, you think about it, after today, you only have 2 more days from work from home. I was like, oh my God, because obviously Friday, Monday, and then we got to go get the studio prep for you on Friday. Outrageous, so many things are coming together, so much to do, so little time, so let's get right into it. Actually, you know what? I don't want to burn. I'm going to do a question. I asked you guys to start. I was like, hey, if you want to talk to me about Gregways and you want ever want me to talk about something, leave a comment on the Patreon posts themselves, not the YouTube videos, the Patreon posts. And I can go through there and I've made a document where I'm just grabbing questions and tossing them in case I ever want to do it. And I figured it was probably about time to do that. So Gabe wrote in today and I'm going to read his question before I hit the thing. Gabe says, my question for tomorrow or whenever. I have a new baby girl on the way, our first. She's due in March. I feel so excited and anticipatory for her arrival. Sometimes I don't know how to express the feeling or relax from this constant thought about how life will change. What were some of the things you did to distract or meditate on the changes to come when you can't fully anticipate them? Hey Siri, set a 5.5 minute timer. Popped up on my phone.
5 minutes and 30 seconds, starting now.
Gabe, great question. What I found interesting about it is I feel like there's very few, you know, we play video games, right? And you get to that point where it's like, you should save your data now. You're not going to be able to come back here till the end. Or you get to a Mass Effect or some other game like that where it's a A and B or a C choice, right? Do you want to blow up Megaton or do you want to save Megaton? And you know in those moments, right, that, oh man, the game is going to radically shift from this point on. It's going to be night and day. There's going to be a difference. This choice matters. Life presents you with very few of those. You know what I mean? I think for most people, and I'm not including myself in that, right? It would be maybe your career, your job. You know, you're going to shift. You're getting bored at your job. A headhunter comes. You apply somewhere else. You get the thing. Do you take the job offer? Do you not take it? Clearly, there's that. Getting married. Clearly, there's that. But even, you know, I think of marrying Jen, right? And that was like so natural and normal that I never worried about it. And I never thought a before marrying Jen and an after marrying Jen, right? Like, I feel like Jen came into my life, and it, you know, especially because she had to tear up her entire life and move here. You know, it was just natural. It was normal. We just moved on, and it didn't feel like there was this radical shift change, right? I remember having a kid is great news. I remember having bad news, right? And I remember when it was official and I was diagnosed with cancer and making those phone calls and making the blog post and telling everybody at IGN, like in a giant meeting, like I remember that feeling of like, everything's going to be different from here on out, even if it was just temporary for chemo, right? In the lead up to having Ben, what I found, I was, and I'm not trying to, obviously I'm putting you down or whatever. We're talking about, you know how to express the feeling or relax. I never felt myself wound up about it. I think it's one of those rare things that I tried to embrace of being like, man, I don't know what's going to happen. And that came way later. It was honestly, you know, Ben was due on October 7th, born on October 8th. Yes, his birthday is this weekend. First birthday. And it was as we hurtled towards it, more the marveling at the human body, right? And seeing Ben develop inside of Jen, right? And Jen's body go through all these changes and make all these things. I thought that was the most like incredible thing that honestly really recontextualized human life in a lot of ways for me in terms of the fact that we are fucking ants. We are literally just like the squirrels in the trees. I thought you probably thought I was going somewhere beautiful. I mean, like, oh my God, like, at a DNA, you know, base cellular level, our bodies are designed to do this and populate the fucking earth and do all this stuff. And it was beautiful in terms of like watching her body adjust to do that and to create Ben and get ready for him. But I would say it was like really like maybe as you wound down August, maybe as we like really in September for sure. And then obviously in the beginning of October, this thing of like, man, there's this weird excitement. You know what I mean? The way I've been describing the studio lately, right, has been, hey, I am, and this is what I was saying like last week, right, when we were there doing stuff, people are like, oh, I'm like, I'm excited, but I'm also at like the week before E3. In the lead up to E3 every year, right? And this is mainly at IGN, not so much here. When IGN was a million meetings and spreadsheets and what appointments you're doing and all these different things. I'd always get to a point where I'm like, I'm so fucking sick of talking about E3. I just want to go do E3. I want to be boots on the ground. I want to be at the PlayStation conference. I want to be on the show floor. I want to be just going. We've got a plan. Let's execute it, right? And I feel like that's where I've been with the studio for quite some time. It was a similar thing with Ben's birth, where there's so much planning and reading and yada, yada, yada. But there was also this really freeing thing I felt of like, you don't know. We can read all about it and we can talk to people about it and you can get advice about it, but you don't know what's on the other side of that door until you're through it. And that, I understand, is terrifying for some people, but I found it freeing of, I've done the work. We've done the thing. You know, Jen and I have been ready for this for quite some time and planning for this for quite some time. And we have the crib and we have the stuff and we have the snoo and we have the chair and the diapers and blah, blah, blah. It's like, I'm excited to start acting on all that and using all that and going with all that. So in terms of a meditation for it, right? You're talking about like that's something you were looking for, or even just like how to deal or relax from it. I think that the relaxing has to be that like you got to take your hands off the wheel. Like you don't know what that day is going to be like once your daughter's here, you don't know what that's going to be like. There's no way to describe it. There's no way to talk about it because it changes everything, again, on a DNA, brain chemistry level, I think. So like I found that freeing of like, and maybe it is, you know, years of E3 prep or whatever, you know, just in general of like, I've done the homework. We're ready for the thing. It's game day. Let's go execute on it. And I'm sure you're in the same boat. If you're here, you know, you're kind of funny best friend. You're pretty smart. You're a smart cookie. I feel like that's where you need to be. You need to understand that there's nothing else you can do. You know what I mean? When March gets here and this happens, your life is going to change for the better. And you just have to ride that wave. And, you know, sometimes you're going to fall down and the wave's going to go over your head and you're going to crash into the rocks and you get beat up a little bit. But, sorry, timer. It's going to be fine. You're going to swim back to the top of the water. You're going to get back on the board and you're going to do it all over again. And you're going to have a fantastic time doing this. And there's going to be, you know, these beautiful moments and these sad moments and these like every range of emotion moments. And, you know, if everything's going correctly, right, like, you know, you and your partner are going to be closer because of it. And I would even go as far, and granted, I'm talking way out my ass and I know the thing about you, Gabe, and yada yada, even if something went wrong and you and your partner aren't together, you're going to be together for the rest of your lives because of this in some regard, right? And I think it would make that relationship even stronger as well, if you obviously can stand each other and can focus on that and put the children's needs out. But I'm obviously kind of future proofing here because I don't know what your situation. I think for me and Jen, obviously it made us incredibly closer, which I didn't think was possible, but it did open up all these new doors for who we were personally, which of course changes how we are in the relationship in terms of like, you know, Jen was always my rock, but now, you know what I mean? She's our rock as a family. But on top of that, more importantly than being a rock, I think she's my partner. And I think we're there to, you know, hold the other up when they're weak. She's there to shoulder the burden when I can't anymore and vice versa on that. You know what I mean? I think you add Benjamin to the mix then and us watching him grow and marvel at him together and have somebody there, you know, the trauma of what Ben's birth was, you know, we've talked about it on that stream for where we raised money for our doula, like, you know what I mean? Like that bonded us in a different way and really, you know, changed my outlook on a lot of different things, about everything, you know what I mean? Being there for each other and like seeing her go through that and like me not be able to do anything about it really, really shook me and it fucked me up. And, you know, we both talk about that and work through that PTSD, I think, on our own as well. But I mean, like, you know, it dominoes out in so many different ways, you know, that's probably a vlog for another time. So if somebody remind me at some point that I should talk about that, whatever you want to hear. I don't know. Put it in the Patreon post. Like I'm saying, do all that stuff. But Gabe, more than anything, congratulations. And don't sweat it. Like I understand being anxious about it. Maybe you're an anxious person. It's going to be okay. You're doing the work. Keep putting in the work. Keep getting the nursery ready. Keep getting everything ready. Keep taking care of your wife. Keep in mind, of course, that if she's snapping at you or something's going wrong or something to that effect, and I should say your partner, my apologies, that they aren't doing it because they're mad at you or anything like that. There's obviously going through a bunch of hormonal changes and a whole bunch of things are happening. So you need to be there for each other because that's the way it works. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another Greg Wave vlog here. Remember, each and every day, usually at the $25 level, but this month at the $10 level. And man, if you're one of the $10 people, save your money, do whatever you want to. This $25 shows that. That Cliff Bleszinski episode, great. The kind of feudy intro now, amazing. I'm super excited to do Remember Me today. A lot of good shit's happening. But again, if you're $10, you'll get it next month. If you're supporting us and taking care of us at the $25 level, thank you so much. Until next time, it's been my pleasure to serve you. And I look down here and I stop recording.